Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What is Central College doing with the local food movement, and why does it matter? Let's go in-depth with Brian Campbell, Director of Sustainability Education, and Giselle Bruskowitz, Coordinator of Sustainability Education at Central College. Well, there's some changes happening at the garden, Giselle. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, absolutely. So recently this summer, a few buildings were knocked down near the location that we're standing in right now, which is the old production garden, the Central Organic Garden. Those buildings came down, and we had a local company come in and help us clear the land, and the garden space is now about a half an acre, and we're developing that in several different ways.
Well, and it's just on Peace Street, just a couple blocks west of the Central Library, right, Brian?
Yeah, we're here at the corner of Peace and West 4th Street. And so this corner has had a garden for 15 years now. So Louise and Jim Zafiro and other faculty have been growing on this corner for quite a while. And over the years, it's continued to expand. And this summer is a big jump forward that we're excited about. So we have a lot of food production happening. The dining services, the college has really been involved in planning with us what to plant, and they've been out here harvesting several days a week and using lots of local fresh foods in the cafeteria. And then we've also got professors who've planted lots of things for educational purposes. So milkweed garden with a whole variety of milkweeds and other section with native prairie plants that we're going to continue to be able to do research on, you know, prairie restoration and local pollinator species that we can help to support. So it's really given us a great opportunity to have this additional space.
So am I right? So we've got food production, eating, consumption, education, research. What else? Oh, good for the environment, helping our pollinators. What
Absolutely.
Else?
We want to partner also with different people in the community. So one thing we've been talking about coming up in the fall is an event downtown, and there'll be sort of a fall celebration feast, do a salsa competition, feature some of the local food that's going to be coming up here. There have been some younger groups that toured through here, so education is a huge piece of what's happening here. And the idea behind the space is that it's really a living laboratory. So different events have happened this summer so far, and there'll be other groups that are welcome to come tour, but really utilizing the space as a classroom. And in the future, too, we're looking to build a building on that south end of the garden that will serve as both a kitchen classroom and an educational space, hopefully with an outdoor space, so faculty can come out and use it for their lesson plans, but also host workshops for canning and preserving and sort of expanding the idea of what this garden space can be as a classroom.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Brian Campbell and Giselle Bruskowitz in sustainability education at Central College. Well, I know I have listeners that are thinking, well, this is all sort of nice and cute, but we're in the middle of the heartland of the breadbasket of America and mm-hmm. big agriculture. And so this is just like, this is a small little nice little project. But what would you say to them that think that this is just maybe, I don't know how to describe it, but maybe just a cute little waste of time? Am I misrepresenting what some people might be thinking?
That's definitely a perspective.
Yeah, I think part of what's exciting to me about this space is, you know, it is the size space that lots of people would have in their yard, whether they live in town or have more land. Part of what we're hoping for students to see is what you can grow in a pretty small space without a lot of big equipment, without a lot of expense. So on the one hand, yeah, we are looking at a, you know, small-scale production that is quite different from big agriculture around here. But also, we really see the kind of liberal arts education that Central offers as really important for the future of agriculture in Iowa, that we want students to think about not only what they can grow in a small garden, but, you know, what is the larger context. And so as much as we're growing local food for the college, we're also having students really think about bigger food systems kinds of questions. So they're able to get their hands dirty and have that, you know, direct experience with it here in the garden, but also to then engage with these kinds of questions in all different departments and disciplines. So think about that historically, learn about that in a business or economics class, learn about that in a natural science class. And I think we need to be thinking about agriculture from all those perspectives. And so this is one piece of that puzzle, but it is a complicated set of challenges that isn't just, you know, cute and fun only. It can be really fun to eat. You know, we're standing next to these fresh raspberries and that's delicious, but there are a lot of complicated challenges that we want students to engage with as well.
Well, and there's something to be said about eating something that you've helped create, and, you know, and just the taste is different than what we often get. I mean, just for example, strawberries or the, you know, tomatoes off the vine. I mean, that's just that, and the work is a good lesson for students, right?
Absolutely. I think it's empowering to be able to come out, plant a seed, and take care of something and to eat it. And I think for students to be able to do that and taste the difference, I think that growing something and picking it right off the vine, it does taste a little different than a lot of the stuff that we buy in the store. And to kind of echo what Brian was saying about investing in local food in a serious way, we're going to have educational pieces in the cafeteria as well. So not just the food coming from this garden, but also other local food producers. And to be able to think of this garden and that as part of this larger whole is important, and to enjoy it, I think.
Well, and as part of a larger whole, it's even bigger, isn't it? There's this bigger movement happening across the nation about local production that you're a part of, maybe even a leader in.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a student who's working just behind us while we talk, Colin Strickland, who's doing research this summer to gather data on, you know, what the college's local food purchases have been in the past, and then to help us set some goals moving forward. And that's part of a national movement that's really student-driven. So young people who are really calling for delicious, fresh, local foods to be part of what their colleges are supporting. You know, there's millions and millions of dollars of institutional purchases that are happening. And so students are really pushing for colleges to support local economies, to support, you know, small family producers. And Central is going to be part of that. So Colin is helping us to set some goals. This is called the Real Food Challenge. So, looking at supporting what Central can do to be a real leader and supporter in our area for some of these small-scale local producers, so that, yeah, it's not just what we can grow on this half acre, but it's, you know, an acre or two here or there. And he's been visiting farmers all around Marion County and beyond, and trying to work out partnerships with the college where we can buy their food and invite them to come and talk about some of the challenges and opportunities of that kind of agriculture in this region.
And I do see this national movement growing, and especially the interest among people in this generation, the students that are coming in now. And when I was a student, which wasn't that long ago, there was a definite push for local food and thinking about a sustainable food system, both on this smaller scale and on this larger scale as well. So the interest is there, and I think part of the reason is because you can come out and participate in a project like this, and it's so tangible, and it becomes so much part of your everyday life. We're all eating every day, and to bring a little different consciousness to that experience and where the food comes from and how we're producing it and how that fits in economically, socially, and environmentally is a really powerful thing.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Brian Campbell and Giselle Breskowitz in sustainability education at Central College. Well, it requires a completely different mindset, doesn't it? You know, where you work and create your food and eat it. I guess you don't create it, but you nurture it, and then you eat it and you share it. And it's a different kind of pride, I'm sure, when you sit down with things that you've grown and invite friends or family over for a meal rather than something that you've just picked up at the store.
Yeah, we had a day a couple weeks ago where we were working out here just planting some of this garden, and some of the staff from our dining services came and harvested a bunch of fresh stuff. And the next day we were in the cafeteria with a group of students who were all doing research on sustainability, all different sorts of research this summer. And then the dining services folks brought out a fresh baked pie, and we all sat and ate together, and all sorts of people came over to have a piece. And, you know, that was this beautiful moment of, it's just a delicious pie, and yeah. It's really fresh. And everybody knows there's something different about that pie than the one you could buy that's been frozen for months and transported across the country. And so, yeah, it's just those kind of everyday little moments that can really teach the value of this kind of local food and of putting your own work into it. And really what we're trying to do with sustainability education at the college is to help people have those, to think in those kind of ways about lots of things, so that, you know, food is one piece of that puzzle, but we need to start seeing those connections in how we get our energy, how we deal with our waste, how we think about our freshwater and our wastewater. And so, you know, in our region, we know that those are all complicated systems that we're part of. And food is a really obvious one because, it, you know, we put it into our body, we taste it every day, it becomes who we are. And yet we're trying to help students learn about lots of these other systems as well, to think about how do we fit into this energy grid that we're part of, and what does that mean? What can we do on a small scale with our personal choices that can impact this much bigger system? And really have students leave here with the skills to think critically about those choices wherever they wind up.
Well, you all are just taking me all kinds of different intellectual directions. Sometimes I guess I'm missing something if I just sit down and eat and don't think about it the way that you all are, right? I mean, don't we all miss something if we don't think about it? What's the word? Be mindful about it? That's all you're asking, right? In the big scheme?
Sure. Well, I think being mindful brings something extra to the experience. And I think it offers that opportunity to connect with different people. So to come to the table, as it were. But the example of the pie, like the people that are working here on campus, cooking our food, and maybe every day we wouldn't have a chance to interact with those people and to say thank you and to have a nice piece of pie with them. So for me, that's a big piece of what this is about, is connecting with people. And I think that happens inherently around a dinner table or when sharing a meal with someone. And it doesn't have to necessarily be this intentional, mindful process, but it's something that we're coming to eat, and that is what happens when people are sharing food or sharing a meal. To think about it in this more expansive way, I think, is something that enhances this experience, perhaps. And I think this being in higher ed is a special opportunity for that, because students come here and they're excited and they're learning about the ways in which we fit into these larger systems in the world and are bringing this new consciousness to their everyday lives. And it's really a special time, formative years for students to start thinking in that more expansive, mindful way.
Well, in many ways, I guess I'll just go ahead and say it, you're wanting to upset the system, upset the apple cart, aren't you? And doing it with young minds, I mean, that's an important place to start, right? This whole movement, I don't know, is it revolutionary? How do you see it?
Well, I think a lot of what you say, you know, we want to really start with those everyday experiences, very tangible, sometimes things that are considered very mundane, you know, so we want students to pay attention to what they're eating and how they're eating, and we want them to think about what happens when we flush the toilet. You know, we want them to think about the magic behind the light switch that you flip on and off, that those kinds of everyday moments being mindful of those really forces us to ask some pretty complicated questions then about how we fit into the world and what kind of world we want to live in. And so, I mean, part of what we find is that once students start asking questions about that, they realize the system is already upset, you know, that we have problems like climate change or, you know, water quality issues in our state that, you know, show pretty clearly that the way the system is now is not really working. It's not creating a healthy environment. It's not creating, you know, just and fair social and economic systems. And so we think that getting them to pay attention to those everyday moments and everyday choices pushes them to ask questions that, as you say, are potentially revolutionary. And yet that can start really small and simple. You know, eating a fresh local meal is a great thing, and it doesn't have to be seen as, you know, countercultural and revolutionary necessarily. But slowly, as we begin to shift, you know, how we see that, yeah, that can really change things. And I think students want to be part of that change and want to see how they can be in careers and you know, live their life in a way that can help to improve those systems.
Any final thoughts for our listeners today, Giselle?
I would encourage anybody listening to come and see the space and to get involved if they're interested.
Could use some help weeding, maybe.
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Yeah, and as Giselle said earlier, we're really excited about this as a space for community collaboration. I mean, we see sustainability as essentially how is the college fitting into the larger community? And so things like food are a big way that we can engage with others. So we've had high school groups and other groups out here in the summer in the garden, and we're really looking forward to growing that over time. And so as we plan for this classroom building, we'd love for folks from the community to be in touch with us about how others would want to use a space like that. And we're going to be doing fundraising to help build that building. And we've already had great contributions from businesses and individuals in the area. And we really look forward to continuing those partnerships, because that's what this is about, is working together. And food is a great way to do that. So.
Thanks to Brian Campbell and Giselle Breskowitz for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.